Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second day of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing is underway.
The game plan for today is to do our first round of 30-minute questioning. Each senator will have 30 minutes to interact with Judge Barrett.
Chair of the committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. Barrett reminding everyone,
judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate guns, I like abortion, I hate abortion, and walk in like a royal queen and impose, you know, their will on the world.
More than 10 million voters have already cast ballots. Figures compiled by the United States Elections Project at the University of Florida show early voting this year is far ahead of the pace 4 years ago. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be in Florida today, President Trump holding a rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is working towards a health care plan that protects people with pre-existing conditions.
President Trump has made it very clear that we are going to repeal and replace Obamacare with the kind of health care that lowers the cost of health insurance without growing government, and we're going to protect pre-existing conditions.
The vice president speaking there on Fox News. Kyle Burgess was on a 10-mile run on a hiking trail in Utah when a cougar began stalking him.
Go away! Go away! Please go away!
Come on, dude. I don't feel like dying today.
Burgess, walking as fast as he can and videotaping the nearly 6-minute ordeal with the cougar, eventually threw a rock at the animal and it ran away. Wildlife experts say he did the right thing by yelling loudly at the animal and standing tall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Monday, President Trump addressed supporters at the Orlando Sanford International Airport. It was his first trip outside of Washington, D.C. since he was diagnosed with the coronavirus. According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, President Trump is trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in Florida by 3.7%. But according to Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, polls can't be trusted.
Well, first off, if the polls were right, we'd have President Clinton. Hillary Clinton, that didn't happen. So I think the polls are wrong. I think Donald Trump's going to win. I think he's going to have a nice win in Florida, and I hope that means he's going to have a nice win all across the country.
Senator Scott telling Fox News it will come down to the Hispanic vote, which will turn out for President Trump.
Well, I think the president's going to do way better with Hispanics than people anticipate. In my three races, I was able to win the Hispanic vote. I think the president's going to win the Hispanic vote in Florida because he's held the Castro regime accountable. He's been very focused on trying to have regime change in Venezuela. I think those things really matter.
And finally, a Tuesday night game in the NFL when the Tennessee Titans will host the Buffalo Bills. Also on Tuesday, the NFL owners are meeting virtually to discuss the COVID-19 situation. The league has already been forced to postpone and reshuffle multiple games because of positive tests among organizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It all starts with a vision, you know, and what you're looking for. You know, what does it mean to get America back on track? It's about we the people, and hopefully not only our elected officials listening, but even as voters, that we're responding and doing our civil duty to make sure, even in the midst of all this, how you want to describe it, but the way this voting process is going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned that maybe we're being set up and set up for a big disappointment here because the way this is being handled, because there hasn't been unity, for the whole process. I mean, we're just going to do mail-in voting, and people don't even understand the difference between mail-in voting and absentee voting. Well, Ed Pizzuoli is with us. He is the president of the Florida-based law firm Tripp Scott and former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, Florida. And he's here because he's been the expert on, you know, voter fraud and the go-to guy for us in terms of helping us understand what's going on. And here we are 20 days away from Election Day. And we've got more questions than answers even still, Ed. What do you say?
There are more questions. So first, I think your listeners need to understand the difference between the pure mail-in voting versus absentee voting. Previously, absentee voting was defined if I would make a request for an absentee ballot if I were out of the jurisdiction on election day and I would receive a ballot in the mail and then vote the ballot. But I would have to have a reason. Mail-in ballots, like many states have gone to, are simply another way to vote for no reason at all. So the real question becomes, Bill, how the mail-in ballot process is being implemented. And so the question is, and I would ask this question to listeners, is it more likely for somebody to commit or cast a fraudulent ballot if they had to show up in person on election day, or even if they voted early but had to show up in person, versus them never having to come in contact with an election official and simply mailing in a ballot? So I asked that general question, and the general question, logic tells us that there is potentially greater mischief when you're simply, when the voter, whether they're eligible or not, is voting a ballot when they don't have to ever face an election official. Mm-hmm. So clearly that leads us to greater mischief, and I think that's the overriding concern. Now, there are other particular concerns, because I want your listeners to know that voter fraud or voter misappropriation, as an example, comes in many, many forms. It's just not this. And what I would say is what is most troubling in this process is that the relaxation of, in some states, of the standards by which you can vote by mail. One of those is in some jurisdictions where the election supervisor just sent out a ballot to everybody on their voting roll. And those voter rolls, that begs the question, how good are the voter rolls? And if they have dead people or people who moved out of the jurisdiction, so then you have ballots floating out there in the ether, waiting to be abused in a certain sense.
Exactly.
Just as an example.
Well, we know in California, Judicial Watch did a FOIA request on it, discovered there were over 3 million names that should have been taken off the voter roll. Of course, the election officials there in the state agreed with 1.5, so there was still a debate on the remaining 1.5. But still, as far as the latest reports have indicated, they didn't do anything. Even though they agreed with 1.5 should not be on the voter roll, they didn't remove them from the voter roll. So this is going into this election right now. This is in play, and that's only 3 million. Not to mention the other thing, Ed, I've been in marketing most of my life, and I've done a lot of direct mail campaigns. And anybody in that arena will tell you, you've got about 20% of a zip code that moves every year. So about every 5 years, that zip code renews itself. So if that has not been updated, recently, I mean, you're still going to have some attrition. You're going to have some percentage between 0 and 20% in any given zip code where the address is invalid. So again, to your point, you've got a freewheeling ballot running around out there, and that opens up, it's an issue of temptation for those people that are willing to execute fraud in the voter process.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the basic issue. I mean, the other basic issue is I mentioned that some of the requirements of voting by mail have been watered down. As an example, in the hotly contested state of Pennsylvania, a court there is allowing mail-in ballots to come in even after the election. And so it's a couple days after the election. And so the idea that now we're now extending or reducing the requirements for people to vote by mail is even further potential of mischief. And that becomes, look, we seem to forget. And this rush, this mantra that, everybody has a right to vote, it's sacrosanct. And that's true, Bill. But here's the issue. When an illegal vote is cast,
yes,
it diminishes everybody who voted lawfully. And so in a world where, as an example, during reapportionment, when we cut up congressional lines state to state, that each district has to be basically the same population. And why is that? Because we want equal representation from one district to the other. It's that important. The federal law says it's that important. And when you have people who actually are not eligible to vote casting ballots, you have effectively diminished those who correctly are voting. And that is just flat out wrong.
Exactly. Well, Ed, also I want to get into this, in the whole issue of just the system itself. I mean, suddenly you move on a dime, and I understand we're in the era of COVID, but some of these, municipalities and states have moved rather aggressively in just saying, hey, we're just going to do mail-in voting without even thinking of, do we even have the logistics? Do we have the systems? Are we going to already? We realize that we've overwhelmed our postal system, and so now we're going to throw millions of votes on top of this? I mean, how does that legitimize the process? How does it protect the process by just dumping all these ballots into the system that's ill-prepared to handle it?
Well, the other basic premise is that the voting system must have a certain level of integrity and confidence in the general public, must be confident that the outcome is true and just. And when you begin to kind of degrade the protections of people voting, whether they, you know, and you degrade the requirements that someone has to sign the secrets, you know, the envelope within the envelope to vote by mail, and when you degrade some of those standards, when you don't force people to show up personally and look an official in the eye, if someone has the gumption to try to vote, and they'll do it, I mean, but it's tougher for somebody to show up at a polling place, even though that person knows they're not eligible to vote, and then try to vote. That is tough thing for someone to do versus doing it in the home, in their home, and simply mailing in a ballot and basically, you know.
We've got to go to break, Ed. Let's pick it up from there when we.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
With over 100,000 views on social media, the Tide Ministry's popular series of Albanian TV programs, Time to Talk, has gone viral as word spreads across Albania through increased use of social media during the COVID-19 pandemic. Viewer response has been overwhelming. The programs bring comfort to audiences facing turmoil due to social restrictions and isolation. Through Time to Talk, people are also gaining great wisdom and experiencing hope and healing during the tensions that can arise when living in close quarters with family members for long periods of time. One listener shared that hearing guests on the program share their experiences has helped him live out advice from the Bible in a practical way.
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and finding hope in the midst of crisis through the Tide Ministry in Albania, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, Bill, if you haven't noticed, the left is undone.
So no, my opinion is court packing when the election is over. Now, look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now. The election has begun. There's never been a court appointment once an election's begun, but 4 million or so people have already voted. They're denying the American people the one shot they have under constitutional law to be able to have their input.
Well, they already had their input, didn't they? They voted for President Trump, and he laid out the conservative judges that he was considering. And that opportunity has been available to Joe Biden, but he doesn't want to do it. But look, just a memo to the voter politic. Yes, the Democrats are going to court pack. There's no doubt. They are going to go absolutely nuclear and do away with the filibuster, because what they want to see, Ed Pizzoli, is they want to see the same thing in California. They want to see a one-party, not a state, but a one-party, a one-party nation is what that's their vision, for America.
Well, I'm troubled. I'm troubled by the whole.
Are you there? Did I lose you?
No, I'm on.
Okay, here we go. All right, go ahead.
There you go. Yeah, look, I'm troubled by this whole position of Donald Trump is president, and according to Barack Obama, elections have consequences. Donald Trump was elected in 2016. He is a term for 4 years. There's an opening on the Supreme Court. He according to the Constitution, nominates somebody, Judge Coney Barrett. And I think that in the end, the Senate goes ahead and advises and consents, and that's that. That is everybody's constitutional obligation. We can have a conversation around what else, but the Constitution requires Donald Trump to nominate somebody upon a vacancy. That's what he's done. There's nothing more to argue about. Mm-hmm. This idea that an election started and all that other stuff is just baloney. There are two things that trouble me most about where Joe Biden and his campaign is. One is that he's unwilling to give the American people a list or an understanding of the people whom he would appoint should he be elected and should there be a vacancy on the Supreme Court. So we don't even know the type of person, the type of character, people. Donald Trump put out a list long ago of a list of 10 or so people that he would consider, and he's been consistent around that list. Talk about transparency, Biden not transparent there. The second piece is this threat of Supreme Court, packing, the idea that the Democrats would even consider, because they did not get their way around, they lost 2016, they effectively want to nullify the 2016 election cycle where Donald Trump was rightfully elected and then had the opportunity, because of circumstance, to appoint three, essentially now the third Supreme Court justice to the court. They want to nullify that election by basically trying to expand the Supreme Court and essentially pack the Supreme Court. To me, that is changing the rules in the middle of the game, and I don't think it's appropriate. And in fact, it denotes really a radical left view about having to change the foundations that we rely upon of the independent judiciary.
Ed, do you think the Democrats have jumped the shark here? I mean, they've moved so far left that we're hearing time and again, I mean, tried and true Democrats that found themselves saying, look, I didn't leave the party left me, and I'm now choosing to go with Trump. I mean, this happened in 2016. A lot of Democrats, jumped the fence, and we see more Democrats jumping the fence. I mean, if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to build a wall, they want to build a wall around the former Democrats that are leaving the party.
But, Bill, it's incumbent upon Republicans and the president to make the argument a laser-focused argument about what is wrong with where the Democratic Party has gone. In South Florida, they had 30,000 cars in a drive-by support for Donald Trump, and it was made up of Cuban-Americans, Venezuelan-Americans, and Nicaraguan-Americans in Miami-Dade County. 30,000 cars participated, and essentially it was a pro-Donald Trump, anti-socialism car parade. And to me, we need more of that around the country to understand what is at stake in this election.
Well, I tell you, the wife and I, we just did a road trip from California to Florida, you know, coming back home, and we went through 12 states. Ed, I only saw two Biden-Harris bumper stickers or signs, two, in 12 states. Now, I saw plenty of Trump-Pence signs and, you know, reports all over the place. Like you say, there are boat parades. There's been, even in Los Angeles, in areas that you thought there's just no way. My brother is there in Studio City. He's reporting every week there are parades, there are cars loaded with signs for, you know, supporting this president. It is amazing the guttural response that is taking place. And then, you know, Gallup just reported that the big infamous question, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? They asked that question. Donald Trump far and away surpasses any of the other presidents, Barack Obama, George W. Bush, H.W., of course, he was in an all-time low, even Ronald Reagan, at 56%. He's stronger than any of them in terms of the people's response. To me, and this enthusiasm gap, and what the Democrats and some of these pollsters who have the thumb on the scale, what the big tech media is doing and how they're trying to influence, I believe, unfairly this election. I mean, here we are. We were, you know, at nerve's end in this last cycle complaining about existential interference from Russia and the amount of interference that we're already still seeing from Russia, China, but even domestically, the interference is taking place. And where are the Democrats? Nobody's saying anything about this.
Again, situational ethics from that standpoint, but look, in the end, from your lips to God's ears, to make sure the result coming on election day is what is consistent with what you just described. That's what we can hope. But bottom line is that your listeners need to go out and they need to vote, and they need to go out and vote, because this is going to be, this is in my view, a fight for where you know, what America is and what it will be.
Without a doubt. I mean, the way the Democrats are moving us in the down the yellow brick road of socialism, I mean, we don't have that far to go. I mean, just look at what happened to Venezuela and how quick it happened. I mean, people are eating out of garbage trucks right now, Ed. I mean, a once very prosperous and proud state, proud country, I should say, has been decimated by this kind of stinking thinking that the AOCs and, you know, Joe Biden is just going along to get along because he wants to get in the White House so badly that he does not seem to hold to any principles when you compare things that he said yesterday for 47 years compared to what he says now. I mean, it's like, who is Joe Biden?
Well, I mean, socialism is known as the great equalizer, the equalization of misery across all, you know, across the whole society. So if you look at places like Cuba, you look at places like Venezuela that was once, you know, a hugely prosperous country and now is really basically a third world country with no freedoms and whatsoever. And you look at the corruption there and you look at the basically banana republic scenario there that's going on, and you say to yourself, is this where the Democratic Party wants the United States to go?
Well, Ed, we know that too many people register to vote but don't vote, and that's a sad commentary, and we need everybody to vote. You talk about an all hands on deck kind of clarion call. Look at your country hangs in the balance right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you want freedom to continue to reign, as Ed says, got to get out there and vote, right, Ed?
Yes, get out there and vote.
Get out there, vote, and even if you go to the poll, take your neighbor with you. Don't go alone. I mean, this is a good time. I mean, you can still be socially distanced and, you know, go along. Take some company with you, and but make sure that your vote counts, right? Exactly. Exactly. Ed Fiswally, he is the president of Florida-based firm Tripp Scott, former chair of the Republican Party in Broward County, Florida. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
This report is sponsored by Humana. People with Medicare need to make an important decision in the coming weeks. As the Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug Plan annual election period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, selecting a Medicare plan can seem overwhelming, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. But eligible individuals can still research plan options safely to ensure they make the right decision for their health needs. Jeff Fernandez is with Humana.
While it's common to have many questions, there are resources to help you choose the plan that's right for you without having to leave home, including informational websites, virtual educational events, and one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. This will allow people with Medicare to gather the information they need to choose a Medicare plan safely and securely during this annual election period, which runs through December 7th.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The second day of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing is underway.
The game plan for today is to do our first round of 30-minute questioning. Each senator will have 30 minutes to interact with Judge Barrett.
Chair of the committee, Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, Barrett reminding everyone.
Judges can't just wake up one day and say, I have an agenda, I like guns, I hate guns, I like abortion, I hate abortion, and walk in like a royal queen and impose, you know, their will on the world.
More than 10 million voters have already cast ballots. Figures compiled by the United States Elections Project at the University of Florida show early voting this year is far ahead of the pace 4 years ago. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will be in Florida today, President Trump holding a rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day, because we're going to be talking about some great fall landscaping tips. You know, beautiful lawn and blooming plants next spring. Believe it or not, we're going to let you in on a secret right up front here. Begins with the preparation that you do right now. Professional landscaper Jeff Cartwright is with us. I think we should have a little bit of mamas and papas music to this, because the leaves are falling, temperature is dropping, but that doesn't mean it's time to abandon yard work. Many people think landscaping only happens in spring and summer, but there's much more work to do in fall beyond just raking leaves. And with more and more people expanding their living space outdoors, if you put the work in now, you're going to be able to spend more time this spring enjoying your lawn and garden rather than working in it. And that's why Jeff Cartwright is here, to give us the inside skinny on it so that we can enjoy more of the outdoors this coming spring. Jeff, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
How are you? Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
in preparation.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, I'm with you. Go ahead.
No, exactly what you said. It's a great time right now to prep your lawn, to get everything, prep your lawn and your landscape, get everything looking awesome, so that come spring, everything looks very amazing. We have a lot of tips we can share with you. We got five main tips. Want to get right into them. Please stop me if you have any questions. Happy to expound on anything.
I'm taking notes, Jeff. Go ahead. You got it.
Awesome. Hey, first thing, clean and clear all your planting beds and the lawn. Use a blower. Use a steel blower. It's a heck of a lot easier than taking a rake. Get weeds out of your respective beds. Get leaves and debris out of your beds and out of the lawn. You want that sun to hit the lawn, make it look great. You'll get everything nice and clean. That's the first thing. You also want to clean the gutters. It's a great time to get all the leaves out of the gutters right now. Having, you know, tons of leaves falling, you want those gutters clogged up. Get the water flowing so that it doesn't sit at the bottom of your house or run over the edge. You want to get all that water away from the house with the downspout. Next thing you can do is pressure wash the patio, pressure wash, you know, walkways, the house, decks. Use a power washer and get after that. Get everything looking great. Next thing to do is to water, prune, and protect. Okay? We want to get some good water into the plants. We want to get some good water into the lawn. Lawns require about 2.5 inches of water to get them looking great. And get the plants some nice nourishment with some water so they have good water supply throughout the winter. Also, awesome time to prune your landscape up. Everything goes into dormancy throughout the winter, so take the time to prune everything up. Get everything looking great because it will look great for about 6 months because it's not going to grow throughout the winter season. Another thing you could do is edge your beds. Get the edges of your beds defined, nice clear delineation between the lawn and the planting beds. Get mulch down. Mulch is super important throughout the winter months and to keep everything looking good so it does look good, all the plants in the spring. Mulch allows, it insulates the roots and keeps the plantings protected throughout the winter. Also, be careful when mulching to pull mulch away from the trunks of the respective plants and trees because you can get root rot. Mulch holds moisture and you want to get stuff away.
Jeff, can I ask you, let's go back and talk a little bit about 2.5 inches of water. You recommend deep watering. Explain that a little bit more for us, if you would.
You want to get watering in about 2.5 inches during the week. With deep watering is good, so it goes into the ground so that the roots can get to that water. If you do short intervals of water, it can evaporate. It's not going to get into the ground. It'll set up for a great root structure. You can set up a little gauge in your yard, the water gauge, to see how much water is, a little can you can put out in your yard to see how much water is being collected. Just very, very important to get that water in for the lawn, but also for your plantings.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's important to clear up because, you know, some people think, you know, when they hear 2.5 inches of water going, wait a minute, I'm going to drown my lawn here. What's, you know, it's not like I'm making rice here or something, you know, but there's a reason for it. This is all part of preparation, right?
Sure. And, you know, you need to take stuff into account, too. I mean, if it's raining that whole week, you don't need to water your lawn. It's just good to get an average of that amount in on the grass just so you get water down into the soil. So that the roots of the grass can grow and do great. You know, speaking of the lawn and the grass as well, it's a great time to aerate and seed right now as well. You want to go ahead and aerate, fertilize, overseed. That's one thing you can really do to prep your yard, prep your lawn. You put the work in now, it'll look amazing come spring. Nice, lush grass. One thing with the grass, too, is you want to cut it towards the end of the season about 2.5 inches tall, and that's going to avoid it from getting matted down if it's too long, and it can also it'll also avoid you getting snow mold, which happens when grass is matted down.
Mm-hmm. What about the best equipment to aerate and seed our lawn before winter? What's the best equipment to use?
Best equipment to aerate and seed, I would go to your local hardware stores. They can help you out with getting aerators if you want to take that job on yourself. Alternatively, you can call in a pro. An aerator is a cumbersome piece of equipment. It's very heavy. It's hard to move. That's something I probably recommend a pro take care of. A lot of landscaping companies do that. It's a big part of landscaping in the fall. It's very important. So, you know, in response to your question, probably hiring a pro is the best way to go.
Right. Okay.
So, yep. Another thing you can do is get plantings in the ground. You know, do some landscaping. Inventory on plants is huge at the nurseries. Everything looks great right now. It's a great time to plant. It's a great time to transplant. You know, any bulbs you might want to put in, you want some bulbs for the spring? Only time you can do it is right now. Get the bulbs in the ground. Make sure that the soil you plant them in is elevated and dry. Another thing you want to look at is winterizing and storing your tools. One thing you want to do is, it's very important, especially as you get into the cold months, is you want to get your irrigation turned off. You want to get it blown out. That's something that you typically would call a service provider again to come in and blow it out. They'll blow it out with the air compressor. And then install spigot covers on your spigots as well so you don't have frozen pipes. Great time to maintain your equipment as well. Get your blades sharpened. Get your engines running great. And then also make sure that you store your equipment in a dry place. Get your fuel out of your equipment. Gasoline breaks down, so you want to get the gasoline out when you're done using the equipment over the winter months. If you're going to use an equipment such as a blower, blowers are great to blow snow. If the snow is kind of light, you know, go ahead and blow snow. I would use fuel. Steel makes something called Moto Mix, which is a fuel that does not break down. It's great to put in your respective equipment over the winter months. So that's a good thing to think about.
Well, we're talking with professional landscaper, small business owner, Jeff Cartwright. Nearly 20 years of experience providing exceptional personal service, high-quality products, and extensive horticulture expertise through Cartwright Landscaping. Jeff, obviously, you love what you're doing. How did you get into this business?
I got into this business at a young age. I did a lot of work with my dad. He held a strict demeanor around the house and made sure that we kept the yard cleaned up. I actually chose a different career path. I did some legal work and, you know, wasn't satisfied with that. Didn't like it as much as I thought I would. And, went back to what I knew as a child and got into landscaping and, haven't looked back. It's been great. Just really thoroughly enjoy it. Love what I do. Love working with clients. Love helping people out.
Well, that's I got to tell you, Jeff, that's really obvious, and it's amazing. And your story is like so many people, you know, that eventually find that job and work that makes it so they never feel like they're ever working, right?
You got to love what you do.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I definitely love what I do.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left here, and I want to remind everybody of your top five fall lawn and landscaping tips. Just a real quick summary, Jeff. Let's go right down this. Go ahead.
Happy to go through. You got clean and clear, clean the leaves and the gutters and everything, pressure washing. Water, prune, and protect is the second thing. Deep watering, pruning the bushes, edging the beds, and mulching. Aerating and seeding at the start of the fall to get your grass looking great for the spring. Fall sowing for spring growing. That's getting your bulbs in. That's getting new landscaping done. That's getting everything set in your yard with plantings. And then the fifth thing, winterize and store tools. That's just winterizing your systems, getting the fuel out of your tools, and getting everything set. All this can be summarized at falllawntips.com. If you go online, everything's on there we've talked about today. And I greatly appreciate you having me.
Well, Jeff, you've been awesome. Thank you so much. And also, just as a closing reminder, hey, don't be afraid of bringing in a pro to help out, right?
No doubt. We're always here if you need us.
Jeff Cartwright right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process service for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, this year has brought a dramatic rise in anti-Semitism prevalence and brutality. The nation's largest pro-Israel organization, CUFI, Christians United for Israel, brings to light this crisis in their new documentary, Never Again. The movie will be premiering in theaters nationwide for two nights only. It's a Fathom event, and that will take place on October the 13th and 15th. And here with us right now is a formerly radicalized anti-Semite, Kasim Hafiz. Kasim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
How's it going? Good morning.
Well, as a boy, Kasim, I understand you grew up in a radical Islamist household in the United Kingdom. You were taught to hate, becoming a radicalized anti-Semite with abhorrence to the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Yet, while you sympathized with violent extremists, you could not shake the intellectual curiosity and your basic humanity. Tell our audience more of your background and how you were able to come, I guess, to a different understanding of how you were raised as a child.
For sure. So I grew up in the UK, a place called Nottingham. My grandparents had come to the UK from Pakistan. They were observant Muslims. And on the whole, while I grew up in a predominantly Pakistani Muslim community, on the whole, while it wasn't radicalized as compared to what we see today, there was always this undercurrent of anti-Semitism and anti-Western opinion. And when you hear something constantly, it becomes factual. You know, I would hear people saying that the Jews control the media and control America. You know, my father would say things like, you know, Hitler was a great man, he didn't kill enough Jews. And if you hear that from a young age, it becomes factual. And I didn't know to be Jewish. We didn't know of any Jewish community close to us or interact with them. So these kind of bigoted comments was a very interesting time for first-generation British Pakistanis born in the UK, and extremist groups really took advantage of a situation where you had young people trying to figure out their identity and a sense of belonging, and I kind of just got sucked into that whole movement, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a young boy, did you go to a religious school, a Muslim school, or did you interact with kids of your own age that attended different schools that may have thought differently, or were you just pretty much in a cocoon of this, this idea, this anti-Semitic idea?
So I went to a state school, so it was very diverse racially and ethnically diverse, but we didn't have any Jewish students that I knew of. And, you know, I learned the Quran after regular school. But it was those kind of topics. I guess when you're 6 or 7, you're not really discussing with your classmates what they think about Israel or the Jews. It's what you're taught at home, and there's no counter narrative, becomes your reality.
Right. Well, so you grew up with this, but yet there was something gnawing at you, a part of you, just questioning that, even though you were conditioned that way. And eventually you journeyed to the Holy Land in Israel, basically to confirm your hatred, right?
Yeah. When I was at my most radical in college, I had got to the point where I believed that, you know, talk is cheap, I guess, and activism is cheap, and violence was the only way forward. So I'm, you know, looking at ways where I can go to a terrorist training camp, and I come across a book called The Case for Israel, which I kind of dismiss as being just propaganda. Mm-hmm. But I bought this book with this understanding that this will give me an insight into my enemy and just confirm how wrong they are. But it asked questions, and it raised issues that I'd never confronted. Because when you, I guess when you become extreme in anything, you surround yourself in an echo chamber where everything you consume is only verifying what you believe, and anything which is counter to that, you try and kind of block out and shut down.
Exactly. So you go to Israel, and you start to interact. What was it that opened your eyes to realize that maybe some of the things that you held in your heart and mind were subject to question?
I guess it was just seeing the reality. Everything that I believed was systematically just being broken down in front of my very eyes. You know, these ideas of Israel being this apartheid state, or, you know, there being all these awful things happening, and here I am on the ground. And also, you know, I had been given this narrative that Israel and the Jews hated me because I was from a Muslim background, etc., etc. It just simply was not the reality. You know, people's actual humanity, you start to realize that these are people just like me. They are trying to live their lives, and all these kind of conspiracy theories and this hatred and this poison that I was being told from a young age just did not hold up when confronted with the actual facts.
That had to be a shock to your system. I mean, here it is. You go to Israel, you start talking to the locals there, and, they welcome your quest for truth.
Yeah, I mean, it was. And it's challenging because you then are... And it wasn't instant. It wasn't I got there and was like, okay, I've got it wrong. There is this desire that you're trying to hold on to what you believe because you believed it for so long. But you have to make a decision, and you have to kind of confront what you've been presented with. And it was especially difficult because I had this reality in front of me. And, you know, I had got to a point in my life where I had been justifying terrorism. I was justifying the murder of innocent men, women, and children in Israel. I was justifying 9/11 just, you know, soon after that happened. And it's a really difficult moment to look back at yourself and just see what you have allowed yourself to become.
Now, as you are going through this transformation, are you in communication with family members and saying, hey, look, this is what I'm discovering as you're going through this process, or you just pretty much kept this to yourself?
Well, when I returned from Israel on that first trip, I didn't believe I was doing anything controversial. So I came back and was doing exactly that, going, look, this is what I experienced. This is what's happening. And, you know, the reaction taught me that actually for some people in my community, what I'm doing is very controversial.
Right. Well, in your journeys, you met with archaeologists, historians, religious leaders throughout Israel, and you discover love. I mean, this is interesting. This new passion for love. Go ahead and explain that.
For sure. I think when you have grown up with and you kind of have all of this hatred, so the hatred is it's poisonous and corrosive, and it's, you know, it's not, there's no positive to it, you know. And then when you actually are confronted with reality, and you're actually confronted with the humanity of others, you realize that you want to make things better. You want to actually, you know, all those years of anti-Israel activism didn't do anything to make the world better. It didn't do anything to make a positive change. It was just causing hate and creating hate. And now, you know, this is the way that you actually make the world better, that you change things and make a positive impact.
Without a doubt. Kasim, along the way, you meet Irving Roth. He's a 90-year-old Holocaust survivor of Auschwitz and Buchenwald, with a personal mission to carry his story to the next generation. We've got a couple of minutes left. Tell our audience about this faithful meeting with Irving Roth.
So, I've been speaking out for Israel for a number of years. I was asked to do a speaking tour with Christians for Israel. Never heard of them. I just moved to Canada a few months prior. So I do this speaking tour and I meet Irving. And where I was in my life as well, I think it's just important to add, I was kind of jaded with everything because I'd left the UK because of the death threats, because life was difficult. I'm in Canada. I don't know anybody in Canada. So part of me was, maybe it's time just for a new start. Just let's.
So for all that you've been learning, people wanted to kill you.
Yeah, you know, like even now, periodically, I'll get death threats from people who don't use spell check, but, you know, social media for you. So, you know, I was just in a very jaded place where I was like, look, I've spoken out, I've done what's right. Maybe it's time to just kind of, like, leave that there and move on. But this opportunity comes to speaking to Irving Roth, one of the speakers, and just, you know, speaking to Irving, connecting with Irving, with everything he's been through, with the person he is today, it's impossible not to be inspired. And we kind of hit it off, you know. Irving is just an incredible human being and just an inspiration. I know it's so easy to talk in these kind of platitudes, but there aren't enough to describe Irving. He's truly an incredible human being. And
it has to be. I'm jealous that you had a chance to meet him and spend time with him. Together, you agree to stand united, to educate others, and to speak the truth. And Never Again, this movie that will be premiering for two nights only on October 13th and 15th, a Fathom event. Where can they go for more information to make sure that they see this incredible documentary?
For sure. If you go to neveragainthemovie.com, there are, you can buy tickets, find a theater near you, which is screening it, watch trailers, all the resources you could probably possibly want.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.